Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Donnie Football in here. Going to bat for Better Call Saul. Penultimate episode was last night. Donnie, once in a while, branches out beyond football. And he's loving where the show is right now. The last episode is next week. Trying to think in terms of the timing of everything. So this is before Breaking Bad, right? This is the prequel to Breaking Bad, basically, the show.
And then it eventually crosses into and beyond the Breaking Bad timeline.
Okay, so they're now way past Breaking Bad.
Do you
wrapping
expect
up the show.
Do you expect in the series finale that someone does indeed decide to call Saul?
Oh, plenty have called Saul.
Okay, so it's not
Saul
like
has gotten plenty of calls.
It's not a question
career.
Of people making the decision whether to call Saul or not, finally.
Amanda and I started watching Better Call Saul off a recommendation from a friend like maybe 5 or 6 years ago and didn't realize that it was a spinoff of Breaking Bad. It actually watched like 2 seasons of Better Call Saul before we watched any Breaking Bad. So then we went and watched all of Breaking Bad, and I just never got back into Saul.
I watched 1 season of Breaking Bad and then stopped, even though I liked it. Never came back to it. Tragedy.
Because your family.
No, this was a while ago. I just never jumped back into it for whatever reason. Which one did you like better? The first couple Saul seasons or then Breaking Bad?
Well, I stayed through to the end of Breaking Bad and never got back to Saul. So there's your answer.
But
Breaking Bad.
Couldn't you say that you could rate the first 2 seasons of each?
I think if I was so gung-ho and so excited to get back to Saul, I would have done it by now.
True. Donnie, have you watched both shows?
Yes.
Which one do you like better?
Breaking Bad is the better show, but Better Call Saul is
going
to be remembered as one of the best spinoffs, I think.
Ever?
Yeah.
Is better than Frasier getting spun off of Cheers?
Well, I don't know if it'll be. I didn't watch Frasier. I've seen Cheers all the way through, but Frasier's another very long commitment.
Wait. Wasn't there another show that got spun off of Cheers besides Frasier?
Yes.
I can't think of what it is now.
I think they had an idea to do one with Norm, and then they're like, okay, all this guy literally does is sit at a bar all day. Like, that's going to get old.
I would have wanted to follow Norm's adventure. Didn't they try to spin one off with, like, Lilith or whatever her name was?
Well, so that was Frasier's wife.
But then, like, I thought she was supposed to have her own spinoff.
Yeah, it was called Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Is that Kaley Cuoco in that one? Or is that a... Jenna Elfman.
Did you guys see that there's the Game of Thrones prequel starting up again in 2 weeks?
Oh, see ya. I'm done.
What?
This is a throwback to Craig's time behind the glass when you
no.
guys started talking Game of Thrones.
You guys,
old Mulsey's brain just
no,
shut
you guys
right
know
down.
What happened to me. The last season, Craig and I got into bitter fights about this. The last season was so bad, was such a waste of time, was such a terrible way to end the show, that it ruined the entire show experience for me, and I have sworn off anything Game of Thrones related. I won't watch this new one.
I respect your take on that more than what Craig did, which was just keep eating the slop they were feeding him.
Because he felt out of loyalty that he needed to by the show because the entire body of work was good.
You can stand by part of it if you want to, but I felt the same way about Dexter, which was probably the most entertaining show I had watched.
Dexter came
seasons.
Back. Did you watch any of the
no,
new ones?
No, because I was so pissed about the absolute chicken bleep way that they ended the last season.
Good for you.
That even though I heard people I trusted whose opinion redeemed the way the first show ended, the first run ended, I don't want to go back and watch it.
Mm-hmm. That's like when they had to make Rocky Balboa after Rocky V because Stallone was so mad about Rocky V, which I still don't get. You had Tommy
Rocky
Morrison
sucks.
In there. You had George Washington Duke. You had Union Kane. You had Balboa's kid trying to get in the mix.
You know, that franchise has low-key spawned a ton of movies. I've still never seen Creed or Creed 2, despite,
me
again,
neither, but all the reviews.
Gentile is one of my movie go-to people, and he says both of them are excellent. And then they spun off one about Drago.
No, he's pissed about that, I read, Stallone. Stallone has not given that movie his seal of approval. He didn't write any of it. Well, he didn't produce any of it.
How many of these do we need?
He wants nothing to do with the Drago spinoff. I have to be loyal to Stallone on this. As a fellow Italian American, I don't think I'm going to watch Drago.
I'm fine with that.
I draw the line there.
Creed and Creed 2, I'm going to eventually watch, but like, how many...
Want to get together and watch it together?
How many characters from that movie franchise do we need spinoffs about? I think one is enough. Yes, I will get together and we can watch them.
I think they should do a Rocky spinoff of just Paulie's life.
Well, how about when Paulie got fired, got laid off by Shamrock?
You know anybody that could star in that one?
What happened then? I mean, what happened to Paulie after Shamrock meatpacking let him go?
He basically just complained to Rocky that he owes him because he's a friend, and he let him date his sister his sister.
He let him, as if Rocky would have been like, oh, what are you going to do, beat me up? And Paulie just starts throwing hands.
Well, he does try to beat him up at the beginning of 3, and he kind of gets Rocky winded for a sec.
I've memory hold the beginning of 3.
Well, Rocky got too big for his britches. That was his issue.
Thunderlips beat him up.
The beginning of 3 is whenever Rocky is in every single commercial.
No, I know
the
basic
sun.
Premise, but I can't think of the scene where Paulie gets him winded.
Well, he has to bail him out of jail because Paulie, being a fat drunk, he's like just walking down the street. He goes into some random arcade where there's a Rocky pinball machine, and he fires a bottle of Jim Beam at it. And the next thing you see is Paulie asleep behind bars.
Did Paulie, the actor, do anything besides Paulie in the Rocky series?
I think he was known to be a pretty good actor who got a little bit typecast by that.
Burt Young.
Yeah, Burt Young did a ton of stuff, actually.
Really?
He was in one episode of The Sopranos. I know that.
Yeah, I remember that. How about Adrian? Did she do any other work?
She was in The Godfather.
Burt Young
that was before.
I'm glad my brain clicked on the Paulie thing. Here's just a quick list of some of the movies he's been in.
Yeah, give me some Paulies.
Chinatown?
Okay.
That's an all-time classic.
Never seen it.
Mickey Blue Eyes was a movie in the late 90s that got unbelievable
reviews.
Brad
Pitt in that?
I believe it.
No?
No, Hugh Grant is in Mickey Blue Eyes. That's right.
I remember. Okay.
He was in
These aren't great movies, though. These are okay movies.
Well, he was in Convoy. Chris Christopherson. I led with the big one. That was Chinatown, buddy.
Coming up next.
Wait, do you know Paulie was a Marine, Donnie?
You know who else was one? Captain Kangaroo. You know who else was one? Mr. Rogers.
Hold on.
None of that's true.
You're calling Paulie, you're calling Burt Young a fat drunk, character?
Paulie, the character.
Burt Young, 3-year tour in the Marine Corps. In the Marine Corps, 32-2 as a boxer. In real life, Burt Young is a boxer.
Well, he really let himself go. There's no doubt about that, Mulsey. He should have done...
Hold on, this gets wilder. In real life, as a pro boxer, 17-0 record under, quote, 3 aliases, trained by Cus D'Amato.
He should have done Awaken 180 later in life.
He should have got trained by Mickey Goldmill.
Who dies on the table.
Burgess Meredith.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.